Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March the 5th, 2024. Don't even try it. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. Today's morsel. There are many people today that are trying to make it through life without Jesus. It may seem as though they are making it on their own, but when you look at it closer, you will see that they are working in their own strength and power, and their life is not as successful as it appears. If you ask them how they are doing, they will tell you that they are tired and can't sleep. They are restless and depressed. They have little or no joy, no true happiness within. They are taking medications daily, simply trying to exist. They are burning the candle at both ends, trying to get ahead. They are troubled on every side. Scripture says, "Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. And your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hate knowledge, and not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22 through 33. We can't make it without Jesus. We have got to have Him as the head of our lives, or we are not going to make it. We cannot do anything without Him. It's foolish to even try. He is the giver and sustainer of life, and the only one who can give us peace and contentment. So trust Him and let Him lead and direct your steps. Sing this song with me today. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His great power He leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by His grace He leadeth me. Thought for today. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Psalms 14, verse 2.